Hi, this is Karen with K-12 Handouts, and this is a mashup of some different educational podcasts. If you'd like more information on the podcasts and how you can subscribe to them, check our blog at k12handouts.com/blog, and I'll also include some additional information about the pieces included at the end of this track. Hope you enjoy it!
This is Sage from Room 208 with our first Literature Circles discussion about a book called Running for Freedom. Running for Freedom is about a boy who's a slave and he lives with his dad because his mom got sold when he was too young to work in the fields. We did this bonus show because we wanted to share our thoughts and feelings about the book and let you hear what a Literature Circle sounds like.
The Mayflower was the ship which transported the Pilgrims from Plymouth, England to North Virginia, in what was later to become the United States of America, in 1620. Leaving Plymouth on September 6 and dropping anchor near Cape Cod on November 11, both dates according to the old style or the Julian calendar. This voyage followed and was inspired by the successful establishment of the first permanent English
language. Grammar Girl here. I'm so glad to be back. Today's topic is wordiness. I've heard from a lot of you who have pet peeves about different wordy phrases, and it's a lot of fun to hear what gets under people's skin and why. Here's one example from Lara in New York.
One that has always bugged me is, I'm writing to tell you that. It drives me crazy when people begin letters this way, as in, I'm writing.
You're listening to the Instructional Technology Outreach Podcast by the LA County Office of Education. To our inaugural podcast. This is the first of a series of podcasts that will inform and educate you about the instructional technology issues and events in Los Angeles County. Our first episode is an informational podcast on what's new in rounds 4 and 5 RFAs for the EETT competitive grant. Joining our studio today is Dennis Large, the consultant in charge with CTAP Region 11 at the Los Angeles County Office of Education. Thanks for joining us, Dennis. What should EETT competitive grant applicants be aware of in rounds 4 and 5?
We'll start with the most important date that you need to know, and that's the due date, November 18th. So the round 4 and round 5 applications are due in Sacramento, hard copy.
Hello from Omaha, Nebraska, home of Radio Willoweb.
This podcast features information about the United States Constitution. I'm Charlie, and I'll be your host as we learn about the Constitution, our country's cornerstone. Let's start with Brandon and hear what he has to tell us.
Hi, I'm Brandon, and here are some interesting facts about when the Constitution was written. Did you know that in 1787, they didn't have any typewriters or computers, so the Founding Fathers had to write the whole Constitution by hand?
Hi, welcome to Colonial Williamsburg, past and present in July on History.org. I'm Lloyd Dobbins, and on these programs, I normally ask a lot of questions. Not this week. When we are thinking about independence and what it took to achieve that independence in the 18th century, religion played a major role, much more of one than people today remember or even consider. There was, in those days, quite a healthy debate about the separation between church and state. Thomas Jefferson and Patrick Henry both introduced bills about religion in the Virginia General Assembly, and, as you might suspect, the bills were quite different. Patrick Henry is interpreted for Colonial Williamsburg by Richard Schumann, who this week, in character, supports the bill that Henry introduced.
Good day, friends and countrymen. I have been desired by the worshipful mayor of this city, our former capital of Virginia, Williamsburg, to address the matter of religion with one of my very close associates, with whom I have been highly affectionated for these last 20 years or more. Permit me to make polite introduction. I am Patrick Henry, Jr., once again to serve in my fourth year as the governor of this commonwealth, and I am very pleased to bring forth also Mr. Thomas Jefferson of Montgomery County.
Hi, this is English Idioms and Slang. When it comes to math, Bill is really heads and shoulders above the rest of his classmates. He always scores perfectly on the tests. Heads and shoulders above. This year's new computers are heads and shoulders above last year's models. Heads and shoulders above. What does it mean? Heads and shoulders above means to be greatly superior to something else. This idiom uses the idea of height, or a tall person, to symbolize a higher status.
In association with Grasshopper New Media, this is the LD Podcast, the podcast for parents by parents of kids with learning disabilities. If you know a child who's struggling in school or who has a learning disability, you've come to the right place. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the LD Podcast. This is Whitney Hoffman, and this is show number 30. Today, we're going to be talking about handwriting. Most of the time, people will look at a kid's handwriting and go, yeah, well, so who cares? But if a child's handwriting is sloppy, they're constantly getting criticized about this in school. People are asking them to write more neatly or try harder. But for some kids, it really is a fine motor task that they really don't have a whole lot of control over. All the nerves and everything that go from their brains down to their hands don't work as efficiently as they do for some kids over others.
That wraps up this mashup. I'll put links on the blog, k12handhelds.com/blog, for all of these great podcasts. And I just want to say a quick thank you to everyone who contributed: Bob Sprinkle and Wells Elementary, Wikipedia, Grammar Girl, the Los Angeles County Office of Education, Tony Vincent, and learninginhand.com, and all the teachers and students at Willowdale Elementary, Colonial Williamsburg, Bob Diem and EnglishCaster.com, and Whitney Hoffman and the LD Podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope this gave you a lot of great ideas for how to use podcasting in education. And if you'd like to hear more mashups in the future, let me know by posting a comment. Bye for now.